Okay, today's daf is Ksubas Daf Nun, and we are deep into Takanas Usha. We are Memtas Amabez, a couple lines up from the bottom, and as we mentioned, Usha was one of the stops that the Sanhedrin made after they left Yerushalayim, the famous Gemara of Maseches Gittin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after declaring Vespasian the king. And Vespasian is saying, what do you mean I'm not the king yet? And 5 minutes later, he is informed that they have voted in Rome and he has become the king. He gives Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai three requests. What would you like? And one of them is, Tein li Yavne v'chachameha. Give me Yavne. Help the Sanhedrin be saved, even if Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. And that's why the Sanhedrin went to Yavne, and then went to Usha, and then went to Yavne, and then went back to Usha, and then went to Shafraim and Tzipori, and finally Tveria, as we quoted the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah yesterday. So Tzipori was... Usha was one of the places, and they made a number of takanos in Usha. So right here, Memtes and Nun in Ksubas, five of the takanos are listed. So we discuss, we're in the middle of the second one. The first one was that a person has a chiyuv, this is how, why it's brought here, as a person has a chiyuv to feed his children, even when they are under bar and bat mitzvah. Less than that, we said, is a chiyuv, as we saw the Gemara later on. But more than that, up until bar and bat mitzvah, is not a chiyuv per se, but they made a takana. How far did their takana go? Is it even to force the guy, or is it just to embarrass him and convince him? That was the discussion we had yesterday in terms of how far it goes, and we ended up saying, and the Rama Paskin this way, that if he is an Ish Amid, then at least for Tztaka we would force. Not Betorah's Chiyuv of a father, but Betorah's Chiyuv of Tztaka, and your first priority are the ones that are closest to you, not just in your city, but in your family, and that was Usha Takana number one. Takana number two, that's what we're in the middle of, is that if somebody writes and gives all of his possessions away to his family, to his children, he retains food and enough parnasa for himself and his wife. The Gemara says, isn't that obvious? We know that even applies even if it's given over to a daughter who marries a son-in-law, and then the daughter dies, and now only the son-in-law has the property. The son-in-law still has to take care of the mother-in-law. So isn't that a kal v'chomer? There, it's not even a blood relative. So the Gemara says, no, there may be because there was no one else to be toreach for this mother-in-law. But here in our case, where a father gives over all the possessions to the child, maybe we'll say he has to work. He's still around. He's still healthy and robust. We don't say that, right? With Kabash Malan, yesterday, brother the Rabbeinu Kreskes, his lashon was that it's an umdana, that when a person gives away his possessions and he wants to be nice to his kids, he is obviously leaving out enough for his own good. So that was yesterday. We discussed at length on Amud Beis in terms of the chiyuv of tzedakah and whether this kfiyah by tzedakah, it's a mitzvah sheman tzchar b'tzida, and all the different deis and tosfos and the achronim, how to answer that question. Okay, so five lines for the bottom. Iboy lehu. Hilchasa kavase, olas hilchasa kavase. So this takana of Usha, do we paskin this way? Was it followed or not? Meaning that the parents retain the rights. So Tashma, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yodana, son, Havi Kaimi, they were there, Asahu Gavra. Gochin v'nashke, Rabbi Yonasan, Akare. So a person came and gave Rabbi Yonasan a kiss. Amarle, Rabbi Chanina, my high. What was that about? Right, what did you ever do for him? Omale, kosev nechasav lebanavu. This case happened. He gave away. He wrote all of his possessions to his children. Maybe he was in a state of, they were giving him so much nachas, and he wanted to give it to them. But after a few seconds, he realized, what am I going to do? And what did Rabbi Yonasan do? Va'asatinu lizanei. And asatinu, from the word me'usa, forced. Ma'aseh. Asatinu lizanei. And he forced the children to still feed the father, take care of them. Right? Rashi says on top, kafiti osam bechazaka. Right? I forced them to take care of the father. So, Iyav, so what did that show, that story? The fact that Rabbi Yonasan forced, but then the person was very happy and expressed it to Rabbi Yonasan. So, Iyamrit bishlama lav dina. If you say it's not me'ikar hadin, it was not accepted lahalacha, mishamach yasinu, that's why he forced him, and then he showed him a lot of hakaras hatov, because he went above and beyond the call of duty. Ela'i amrit dina, but if you say this is me'ikar hadin, asinu ba, you have to force, this is halacha. What do you mean going above and beyond into force and to show the Akaras HaTov? This is the halacha. So what would have been so unusual about Rabbi Yonasan's behavior? So it must be that it was unusual. It must be that it's not Meikar HaDin. It was not accepted. And therefore, when Rabbi Yonasan did it, he decided that was the best thing to do in that situation. So that is why the father was very... had tremendous feelings of Akaras HaTov for Rabbi Yonasan. Period. We know Akaras HaTov, what this father expressed, is an inherently Jewish midah. Right? We know there's only two nations that we mentioned, the Torah mentions, that are never allowed to marry in even after they convert. Ever. Mitzrayim, okay, you have some limitations. And others have some limitations, but Ammon and Moab are totally out. They're totally out. They're never allowed to marry into Am Yisrael, even if they would convert. The males. Why? Why? The Torah gives two reasons. The first reason is, because you didn't bring out basic necessities, bread and water, when we left Mitzrayim. And the Torah says, number two, by the way, they hired Bilam to curse you. But reason number one the Torah gives is that they didn't give us bread and water. Why should they have given us bread and water? Well, their great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was saved. Lot was saved by Avram. They should have had the basic decency, the basic Akaras HaTov, to bring out for us our basic needs, bread and water, and they didn't. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says this nation their DNA cannot mix with ours. They are not allowed to marry in because Akaras HaTov is such a basic Jewish idea. And after all, that's why we're called Yehudim. Going back to Leah, Hapam Ode Es Hashem. We are even called based on Hodah. That is our Mahus. That is who we are. Like the Abu Draham says, the only part of Chazaras HaShatz that we don't just say Amen, that we have to say ourselves, is Modim. We have to say that personally because you can't say thank you by proxy. You can't say thank you through someone else. You have to say it yourself because it is such a personal idea. Okay, so that is all Usha number two. So now we get to Usha number three, third line. Amar Rebbe Yilah. Beusha hiskinu. Hamavaz, probably the most well-known Takanas Usha. Hamavazvez alivazvez yoser michomesh. When a person gives stucca, Hamavazvez Rashi says, le'aniyim, that's the pashas of the Gemara, la'aniyim. The Shimon Kubat says has a day that maybe it also means to hektish, but let's say it's la'aniyim, stucca. Halivazvez yoser michomesh. Don't scatter. Don't give out more than 20% to give out a fifth of your possessions. Why? Because we don't want you to have to become a recipient. We want you to remain someone who is able to give. So you can't give more than a chomesh. Tani nami hachi. Hamavazbiz ayavazbi yoser bechomesh. The Brisa also says, Shema yitztarech lebrios. We don't want you to need people. Umaisa be'echad shabikish levazbiz yoser bechomesh. There was a story that someone once wanted to give more. Velohiniach lo chaveiro. And his friend did not let him. Umanu, who was the one who didn't let him? Rabbi Yeshevav. That's the second time we had Rabbi Yeshevav in this Masechta. Where did we have Rabbi Yeshevav before? So if you remember, back at the beginning of Eilon Aharis. Beginning of Eilon Aharis, on the Chav Tes Mebeis, we spoke about how far Rabbi Akiva goes in terms of Chayvei Lavin, who is not, who doesn't have Tfisas Kiddushin. So at the bottom of Chav Tes Mebeis, we had Ulu Rabbi Yeshevav de Amar. So we spoke there about Rabbi Yeshevav. So Rabbi Yeshevav, Amrilah. So maybe he was the one that did not let his friend give more than a chomesh, and others say no. Rabbi Yeshevav was the one that wanted to give more. Velohinicho chaveru man Rabbi Akiva. Remember, they were also related in the previous Gemara. Rabbi Yeshevav giving shot for Rabbi Akiva. In either way, that's the story, and they didn't let him. Amar Rav Rav Nachman v'itemer of Acha Bar Yaakov. Maikra, what is the source? V'chol asher titen li aser aasrenu lach. Everything that you give me, says Yaakov, aser aasrenu lach. One tenth and one tenth. One tenth of one tenth is one fifth, and that's where Chomesh comes in. V'halo dami zura basur li zura kama. But says the Gemara, it's not exactly one-tenth and one-tenth. Because after I take off one-tenth, so the next tenth is not going to be exactly the same. Are not going to be exactly the same. Like the Mefarshim point out, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Meiser Rishon is a tenth, and Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani is a tenth of what's left afterwards. So it's not exactly the same exact number. So why is it called a fifth? Right, if it's not exactly the same one tenth and one tenth, so Amar Ravashi Asrenu Labasra Kikama. We darshan that it's got to be the same number. It should be the same number. Asrenu labasra ki kama, the second maaser, is similar and parallel to the first maaser. That's the drasha chazal of, it's obviously, it's not a chiyuv. That pasuk is not the source of a mitzvah, daraisa, right? It's a pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, but that is the source for Yoser Michomesh, because you have these two, maasers, right? The Rambam and Hilchos Malachim quotes, this is one of the, right, we know that there were seven mitzvahs by Noach, but over time, the Avos and Amram, you know, got a couple of extra mitzvahs handed to them over time, and one of them was maaser, right here, maaser v'itim maaser mikol, and this pasuk of Aser Asrenu Lach, that is a hint to Chomesh.
Is the second, the third thing of Moshe kind of against the second one? In other words, a tikkun too, with somebody giving away all of his stuff, even to his own child?
I don't think it's, one's own child, is the third. The question was, is the third one kind of going against the second one? So people shouldn't give away all their possessions. I don't think there's any limit to what you give to family members. I think it's talking about staka. Well, one gives to their own children, it's going to go to the children anyway. You just want to give it to the children a little earlier. So I don't think they're specifically related. So this is the Hamavaz base. There are, though, if you look at the Mefarshim, many exceptions to the rule in terms of Hamavaz base. We'll mention four exceptions to the rule. Number one, the Poskim discuss, the Chachmas Adam writes that if somebody is extremely wealthy, then this might not apply. If it's not going to make a dent in the wallet, even if he gives more than a chomesh, so then the whole rule is shema yitzarech labrios. Maybe you'll come to be needed. You'll come to need money. But here, if you don't, it's not a problem. Says the Chachmas Adam in Hilchos Tzedaka, Ashir Muflag, a very rich man, mutar levazbeis af yoser michomesh midechasav. Even more, v'meino muflag bashirus. And if he's not, he did not chomesh nechasav. If he's not, then you shouldn't go overboard. You shouldn't. It's a chumra dasli de kula, right? You're going to be machmir and give more that you're going to end up needing. So that's not right. Okay, so that is the exception number one when it comes to an ashir muflag. Number one. Number two. The Chafetz Chaim writes, in a number of places, when it comes to supporting Talmud Torah, then also one could have the larger than Chomesh, higher than Chomesh limit. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, Chelek Sheni Perek Chaf, Vida Od, Dekal Iker Atakon, and he quotes it based on Eishin Mekubeses in our sugya. The Shita says it, but I'm just reading it from the Avas Chesed. The Kolikar Atakana Hu L'Stam Staka Aval LaHachzokas HaTorah Mitzadi Dashid Mekubetzes Ksubis. He says Daf Mem Tes, but it's really Daf Nun. Delo Shayach Ze Klau. Right, it's not Shayach this limit. V'chein B'Din. Why? Acharei She'Avur Ze Yesh Lo Chelik V'Schar Taraso. By my supporting somebody who's learning Torah, so then as if I'm learning. That's Yisachar Zvulun. Right, and the Chazal say Zvulun gets the exact same credits as if Zvulun's learning. Kamosha Matzina b'Yisachar Zvulun, Sheshevet Zvulun, Hayamachzik l'Sheva Yisachar, Vayanotel Chelik b'Schar Toraso. Like it says in the Medrash. Look at the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Naso. Lama Zacha Zvulun lahakriv shlishi l'Nesiim. Why does Zvulun get to be makriv on the third day of Nisan? Shlishi l'Nesiim lafi shechibe v'satora. The hirchiv yadav lefazer mamona liyisachar, and he gave away his money. Kedesh lo yitzarech shevi yisachar leparnasa. Yisachar were the people who are designated to be the learners. Zvulun were the earners, and they supported each other. V'leiz bata milasak b'torah. Therefore, zachar zvulun liyashutav l'torah v'haya chaveiro shel yisachar, and they got the schar for that. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's an exception to the rule. Then he says at the end, and therefore, when we're supporting somebody in Torah, we have to do it also be saver panim yafos. We have to realize, just like if somebody's coming and offering you a great partnership in a business deal, we would, look at it in a certain way. So this is a business deal. We have to look at it like that. V'lafuki b'avonoseinu harabim me'an hagas eza chasrei mada sh'achzaki hi b'bizayon u'b'tzimtzum gadol upon him zofos. People who don't appreciate this idea. The Chafetz Chaim not only says it here in Avos Chesed, but he says it in Likutei Halachos. It's been a while since we called it Likutei Halachos. Likutei Halachos is the Chafetz Chaim set of Svarim that he basically wrote a riff like Sefer on all the Gemaras that weren't Halacha L'maisa. The Rif, we know, only wrote his Sefer on the Halacha L'maisa parts of Shas. He didn't write on Karbanos. He didn't write on any Tumah V'Tahara. But he wrote on Hilchas Nida. That's L'maisa Tumah V'Tahara, not outside. So the Chafetz Chaim takes all the Masechtas and Shas, mostly in Kachim, and writes a Rif commentary based on that. So he has a lot in Psachim, and a lot in Yuma, and a lot in the other Masechtas as well, Nazir, that talk about Kachim. So in Yuma, he discusses not a Kachim Gemara. But he quotes, once he's quoting the Halacha L'maisa parts, he quotes this Gemara. Which Gemara? Yuma Lamed Hey, with Hillel up on the roof. Hillel's on the roof and it starts snowing, and he paid the watchman in order to be able to get in, and he didn't have enough money, so he went on the roof. He asked the Chafetz Chaim, what is he giving money for? He's potter, he's an ani muflug, right? He has no money, what's he doing? So says the Chafetz Chaim, Muchach mizeh, da'afilu mishuhu ani biyoser, gamkein chayev lekvoa itim la'torah. Number one, even if somebody is a destitute, he has to set aside time for learning. Va'od muchach mizeh, deha adam she'eno yachol lomod ba'atzmo, u'muchach lischar eze melamed, lazeh, even if you can't learn yourself, you have to go somewhere to learn. He wanted to hear Shmaya Naftalion. Right, he wanted to go here. V'hu ish ani, sh'muchach larviach mimalacha sh'oseh b'shalachir, ma'fi pikein, tzarech letzamtzein mischiruso. What did he do? The Gemara says, he had a half of it for his own food, and half of it he gave to learn. So he says, "V'lios b'tzimtzum rav v'liskar ach echad shi'ilmedu taras Hashem." V'ena dome l'dam madam rinan hamavaz v'zam mivaz v'diosim michomesh. It's not like that. Why? D'zeu rak le'inyin staka avlo le'inyin Torah shumachuyev le'da'usa v'hi chayav la'netzach v'kol shekein shen rasha l'fazer nachasav al mosaros v'yechzar al deze yidias haTorah. That is the Chafetz Chaim there in the third parak of Maseches Yuma. So you have the Avas Chesed and you have the Likute halachas. That is exception number two. Exception number one, asher muflag. Exception number two for Torah. Exception number three is, the Gemara says later on, discuss it, la'achar moso. La'achar moso, the person could leave his possessions, because again, there's no problem of al yitzarech labrios in that case. You have to leave some for the yershin, but that is number three. And number four is quoted, if it's a part of a tshuva framework, and a person feels that this is not something that he's going to do all the time, but he needs this for this right now. He wants to give more than usual, but he has it balanced out that he's not going to be nitzarech labrios. So then also, the Shram Siena Balachi here quotes Achronim that there is no shear for that either. One final point related to the Takanas Usha, and that is the Ramah. The Ramah quotes this, not in Hilchos Staka in Yaradeya, but he quotes this in Hilchos Lulav in Arachayim. That's the makar in Shas for are there maximums how much we have to spend on a mitzvah. Notes now outside of staka. Staka is one mitzvah. But are there limits? So that's the Ramah. The Ramah writes, what happens if I have a nice esrog and then somebody comes down the street selling me a gorgeous esrog? Do I have to go buy the new gorgeous esrog for hiddur mitzvah? I already bought an esrog. Do I have to spend more money? Or what if there are two esrogim? One is fine and one is super. So do I have to spend more? So that's what the Ramah talks about here. He says, "Umi she'ein lo esrog oshar mitzvah overes ein tzarech levazbiz aleha hon rav." You don't have to spend a ton of money on a mitzvah. Kamo she'amru hamavazbiz ayivazbiz yoser michomesh afilu mitzvah overes. So the Ramah quotes this as a limit to mitzvos in general, not just staka. But then he adds the crucial line from the Tshuvas HaRashba. V'dafka mitzvahs asei. Mitzvahs asei has limitations. Aval los asei, yitein kol mamono kodem sheyavar. To not violate a los asei, I have to give away all my money. That's why, right, not to work on Shabbos, people had to lose their jobs, right? Because you have to give away all your money not to violate a los asei. Yitein kol mamono kodem sheyavar, right? Because that is something that is must be prevented, and the post can say even just a stamalos asay, not just kareis and mises bezdin, even regular chiyav lavin, Mr. Brua, v'zeh afilu belos asay greida, v'kol shekinim nogeh hadav lachay v'krisis chas v'shalom, kagon sheni yochal lahasig esim v'shmeres laharviach imlo shemisratz al chal Shabbos, v'lasos bo malacha kishar poalim aser lishmo alahem. Right, v'after nogeh zeh lemezonosav ulemezonos anshe beso. Ein lo lahachris nafsho avuram. Right, that is the a big important discussion. What about a lo sase durabanan? That is a discussion in the Achronim. The Bir Halacha discusses that. Like, how far do you go? Lo Sase Daraisa. But Lo Sase Darabanan, do you have, is it the same Halacha or not? Only a Lo Sase Daraisa. But that is an important application of Takanas Usha in Arachai. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amr of Simi Bar Ashi. Simi Bar Ashi is going to make a comment about the first three Takanas Usha. If you notice, the first Takanas Usha was said by Rabbi Law in the name of Reish Lakish, the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. The second one only had two names, had Rabbi Law in the name of Reish Lakish. The third one only had one name, Rabbi Law. So we went down one name each Takana. So Amr of Simi Bar Ashi, Ushmuos Halalu Misba'atos Vaholchos. They're going down one each time. V'simaneich, how do you remember? K'tanim, kasvu, bizbezu. Those are the three takanas. K'tanim, that's the person that has to take care of the k'tanim. Kasvu, if he gave away all of his possessions to his kids. Bizbezu, that's hamavazbez. So if you remember the order, and you remember 3-2-1, so you remember who said these takanos. Amar Rav Yitzchak, number 4. Ba'usha hiskinu. Shehe adam misgalgel im b'no achdemes reishana. A person should educate in a relaxed fashion his son until 12 years old. Mikan ve'elich, after that you got to start pushing more. Yoridi molachayev. What does yoridi molachayev mean? So you look in Rashi. Rashi says you got to push him. Got to really be strong with them. Now they've had time to play, and now they need time to. Now they need time to learn. If you look in the Marsha says chayev means for his life. So Marsha says no. At this time, if you see somebody. Isn't having, again, the learning school was a little different then. By 12 years old, it was ready towards the end of their school life. So the Marsha says, if you see he's not having hatzlach in the learning, it's time to find him a job. Right? L'chayev, yom l'chayev, like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, you have to find him an umnus. So that's what it means here. I mean, different focus. Different focus, says the Marsha. Very different shot than Rash. So the Gemara says, Eini, is this really true? That up until 12, you're more relaxed. V'ha, Omer le Rav, Lord of Shmuel bar Shelas, Botzir mi bar Shis, lo takpil. Don't accept somebody to school less than 6 years old. Less than 6 years old, they have to play, they have to be running around, right? They can't be focused at all. Bar Shis, kabil, but once they're 6 years old, kabil, accept them, v'safir le keturah, and stuff them like an ox. Meaning, you know, give him as much Torah as you can. So you see there that even younger than bar mitzvah, than 12 years old. So Mar says, there's a difference. Safile Keturah. Yes, from 6 years old, they're a sponge. As we know, our little kids, the first graders, second graders, they're sponges. Just tell them everything. Safile Keturah. Mihu, enu yori, ne molachaya. But you don't do more than that. According to Rashi, Avachash Demes Rishana, until 12. So you do give him a ton of information before, but you're not a little more harsh and strong until later. One more line. Vibayasema lokasha hala mikra hala mishnah. Or maybe the difference is whether mikra or mishnah. Meaning mikra, you start earlier, and mishnah is later. To Amar Abaya, Amri Liaim, my mother, meaning the one who took care of him, said to me, Bar Shis la mikra, mikra starts earlier, Bar Eser la mishnah. Right, how do you put these ages with the Pirkei Avos? Not for now. Bar Eser la mishnah, Bar Tlesar la ta'anisa, Ma'es la ace. 13, Bar Tlesar here means within the 13th year is when he has to start fasting on fast days. Obetinokas Bas Tlesar in the 12th year, meaning a year before they are chayavos to fast. Okay, let's talk about this for a moment. First of all, what, less than 6 years old, you can't start teaching them Torah? Less than six? So what do you mean? We send our kids to school less than 6 years old. So says Rav Sternbach in Moadim Uzmanim, if you look in the Rambam, look at the Rishonim, the way they understand the Gemara is that once they went to school, they were there all day. And even some of the night. So our schools, no, it's not. Ain't a doma. You can't say, oh, until six, they're not ready for it. Our schools, they play in school also. Right? They didn't have recess in those days. They had recess after school. So says Rav Sternbach, Niresha Pashut, Tahainu Taima, Shemidina, Halo Amalamid, Lomid Imam, Kol Hayom, Umixas Halaya Latorah. Right, if you look Maker Adin, that's what the Malami does. He just learns. Upachas migils sheish ze efshar. In less than six, that's impossible. V'yalkein ha'av lo midimo b'itim mizuman bayom shumsuko liklot kfi kocho. That's why until six, the father was supposed to just learn with him at various times during the day. V'yoser hayom sochek v'chadome. and then he can play up until 6. V'yatzleinu b'talmud Torah gufa b'kita b'gil kihai eino lo minimam kol hayom u'bazein iser. But nowadays it's not such an intense experience that a 6-year-old can't deal with it. V'alkein shochem hayom l'talmud Torah miyad b'gil 3 o 4 v'chadome v'ein b'ze iser midina l'kuliyama v'asi shapir v'ze pashut. So he says that's what we do. We even send to schools even before the age of 6 because it's a different experience. the ages here, Bar Shis LaMikra, Bar Yosef LaMishnah, all the Achronim, the Maharal, discusses this at length, why most schools in the world today don't follow what it says here or what it says in Pirkei Avos in terms of only learning Tanakh until age 10 and then only learning Mishnayos until age 15, etc. But whether that's a good thing or not a good thing, it's definitely not a good thing that people don't know Tanakh and Mishnayos. That's for sure not a good thing. But that's something that we can be mechazik to encourage our children to learn Tanakh and to learn Mishnayos besides just learning Gemara. Okay, but again, there's Revolbi also writes a lot about in the way of education. You know, here it says, 12 years old, you got to push. You also have to know what the generation is up to and what's going to inspire. And different generations have different modes of inspiration. I think I've quoted in the past the beautiful thought of the chatzotzros. The halacha is that different chatzotzros had to be made for every generation. The trumpets that they use in the Beis HaMikdash. The chatzotzros of Moshe, Yeshua had to make new chatzotzros. And the next generation had to make new chatzotzros. Why? Because chatzotzros are to wake people up, to inspire them, to scream at them. And you need different methods in every generation. You need different chatzotzros, different trumpets. Because what worked 100 years ago is not going to work today. And works today, what worked 10 years ago is not going to work today. So we have to, use whatever means we can to inspire. In the days of the Gemara, that's why if you push hard at 12 years old, that worked. But if that's not going to work today, there's got to be a balance of pushing and understanding where they are. Okay, we can't shortchange them, but we have to do what we can. Vayter, Amar Abaya, right in the middle. Amra li aim hai barshis, other age issues. Hi, Bar Shis, Detarkele, Akrava, Bioma, Demishlam Shis. A 6-year-old who turned 6. On the day he turned 6, he got bitten by a scorpion. Lo Chaye, he's in a very dangerous situation. He's not going to live. Maya Suse, what should he do? What is his refua? Mararta, Didaya, Chivarta, Beshichra. The gallbladder, the gall, or the bile of a white stork in beer. That's what you do. And what do you do with it? Nashve v'nashke. Smear it on him and then give him a little to drink. That's what works. So Rashi says, what does it mean he won't live? Imlo berfu baduka, unless you use this. Unless you use this, he's not going to live. Tosfos has a little different shot. Tosfos says, difficult. Maya suta, Rashi, Tosfos quotes, pir shabinu tam, shelo yishchenu. No, this is what you do to prevent scorpion biting on this day, which is very dangerous. You smear him. I guess this keeps scorpions away. The problem is, what does the Mishnah say, the Gemara say? You smear it and you give him to drink. Give him to drink. This is a non-kosher item. You gotta take non-kosher for preventative purposes? Right, that's, it's not in a Makom Sakana yet. And do you think, was it very common to get these scorpion bites on the day at 6 years old? So if the person's already besakana, fine. But to do it beforehand as preventative, it's a little trickier. So that's what the Achron, the part Yosef on Tosfos points that out. How can we give him something like this before he even gets to the situation of danger? Vayter, hai bar shasa de tarik le zibura, biyoma de bishlam shasa. Also, this 6-year-old, or turned 6, that a bee bit him on that day, lo chaye maya susa, atzvasa de dikla bimaya, the items that grow around the base of the decal tree in water, nishaf yivanashke. So then smear it on him and give him to drink. Period. Amar Rav Katina, kolamachlez es benot pachad v'men sheish rotz acharav eino magia. If somebody puts their son into the Talmud Torah structure before 6, he's going to run after him. He's never going to be able to catch up to him. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi has means you'll run after him and he's going to get sick. You're going to try to run after him to heal him and you're never going to get it because he's not ready for it right now. Igada Amre, or others say no, the opposite. Chaveir Rasan Acharavei Magiyin Oso. Others say that you know, maybe his friends are going to try to catch up to him where he's going to get to, because he's going to be so far beyond them, because he started earlier, and they're not going to catch him, and he gets a good thing. V'travayu is new, cholish v'gamir. And they both might be right. Right, he's not going to be physically healthy, but he's going to be very smart. He's going to be a big chacham. Or others say maybe he's talking about a robust, strong young man or child. And hadabari, that's a bari, and a kachish is a weak one. So the stronger one could already be subject to the intenser schedule and not the weak one. Period. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, number 5. Last one for now, 5th Takana of Usha. Ba'usha is kinu, ha'isha, shemachra, benichse, malug, b'chayibayla, vamesa. A woman, as we know, as we discussed back in Yevamis, there are two types of properties that are brought into the marriage, nichse malug and nichse tzon barzel. Nichse tzon barzel are recorded in the ksuba, and the husband has to pay back that value. Nichse malug are the properties that she brings in, and the principal is hers, and the peros belong to the husband. So what happens if she sells the goof? She sells the goof while they're married. The husband's supposed to have peros rights. So what? And then she dies. So then a baal mosi miyad alakuchos, the husband can take it from the lakuchos, because he's considered the first buyer. The baal is lokeach avis, because you're the first buyer, and that's why he can take it from the lakuchos. There's a machlokas, Rambam Rush. Can he only take it after she dies? Like the Gemara says, Vamesa, right? And what does, and what exactly does he take? The Rambam says that he takes the peros. The Rambam in Chaf Bei Zayin in Hilchas Gishus. The Rambam says, Habal motzi a peros miyad alakuchos kol yemei chayeha. Once she's alive, he can still take the peros because he has rights. He can't take the goof, but he can take the peros throughout the life. The Rush says he can even take the goof. The Rush says right here, he can even take the goof because he has rights to it. Hilkach, motzi below damim, umotzi ladafka, to call yemei ha'isha ha'karka b'yad ha'bal, v'ochal peros, v'abal motzi yemad ha'okeach ha'guf, shemachro lo me'achshav, v'yishar etzlo. Even the goof, the Rush says, that right now, the Baal can take out. So that's the halacha, that if the woman sells it, the Baal can be motzi from the lekuchos. Tosfos also points out here, so the husband has a kinyan peros during their marriage. So is this takana, how does this affect the machlokas we know from elsewhere, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether kinyan peros is kinyan haguf or not? If I only have a kinyan of the profit, the peros of a property, is that like kinyan haguf or not? So Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that kinyan peros is kinyan haguf, you probably didn't even need this takana susha. Because it's automatic. The husband has rights. You didn't even need the Takana Zusha. So Tosfos comes up with how you even needed it, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. For sure, according to Reish Lakish, you would need the Takana. But Tosfos works out, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, how you would need it. Weiter. Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rabbi Yavo, Davi Koi Bochlusia de Usha. He was standing in the multitudes of Usha. Amri Le Man Mara de Shmaitza de Usha. Who was the one that said this? Amr Le, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, he was the one that said this law, this last one. Tani Mnei Arban Zimnim, he learned it from him 40 times. V'dami Le, Kemanda Manche Le Bekiste. And it was as if he had it in his pocket. Meaning, that's how he knew it. 40 times, boom, now I know it. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina was the one that said this takana, this last takana. Period. Ashrei, now we're just a couple of psukim. We were talking about staka, so we talk a little more about staka and supporting one's children. Ashrei Shomri Mishpat. Oh, said staka b'chaleis. Praised is the one who guards mishpat, who does staka always. V'chiyav shalaso staka b'chaleis. How do you do staka always? You do staka the moment you're doing staka. How do you do staka 24/7? Darsh rabo seinu shebiyavne. V'yamri la rebi Eliezer. Zehazan banov ubonosav k'shem k'tanim. Somebody supports his children when they're young. So then every second they're supported by you in that staka. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Zamagadol Yasom Yasoma Betok Beiso Umasiyon. Somebody who raises orphans, somebody who adopts and raises and supports them throughout his life, and even marries them off. Right, the first page of the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra, the Chachma Shlomo on the bottom of the page discusses whether there's a keem of puravu mamish when it comes to adoption. Well, there's puravu. It's definitely a mila gadola. Unbelievable, and it's Ke'ilu Yaldo. But is it even Mamish, partial game of Puravus? He discusses that. But here it says, that's somebody who does Chesed all the time. Vaiter, Hon Va'osher Bebeso, V'tzidkaso Omedes La'ad. There are riches in his house, and there's righteousness forever. Rav Huna V'Rav Chizda, Chad Amar, what's that referring to? Zalomi Torah Umalamda. Somebody who learns and teaches Torah. Right, that tzedek, that's going to last him forever. Somebody writes svarim and lends them to others. Basically, you help publish svarim, and you write, so not just publishing and writing, you help other people learn. You buy svarim for a shul, you buy svarim for others. That's this idea. Right? Some even say, major machlokas rishonim, about the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Is the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah separate from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or is it somehow connected? Being machlokas, are women obligated? What about bisman hazeh? Well, we don't really learn from Torahs anymore, we only learn from svarim. Right? So has the mitzvah changed somewhat? The discussion in the rush and others. Urei banu lofanecha shalom al Yisrael. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi kivan shebanu lofanecha shalom al Yisrael. Once a person has children to their children, then there's shalom al Yisrael. Why? Delo asi lidei chalitza v'yibam. It's not, you don't have to do chalitza. If everybody has kids, there's no chalitza and yibam. What does that mean? It says very important ben yoyada. It's tucked away here. I apologize. We didn't do this in Yevamis. There should have been a Yevamis one. But it's right here. So Baruch Hashem, we'll be Mekayim finishing it up now. Says the Ben Yehoyada right here. What's so bad about Chalitza and Yibam? Says the Ben Yehoyada, Yibam and Chalitza cause problems. He says, first of all, Yibam. Yischadish k'tatos bein ish l'ishto. First of all, Yibam, you're getting a tsari, you're getting another wife, you're getting the sister-in-law, it's only going to cause problems. Even though Kabbalist, it could cause problems, I should say, even though it's a mitzvah gedola. Havada yala hariv b'neim ke'esh lahava, hein b'in hanashim, hein b'in isha labayla, v'od gamkeim, yivale k'tatos b'in achiv shalameis, the children. So, this new wife, there's going to be problems. That's by Yibam. And even he says chalitza is no gael l'shalom. Why? Because people don't like to do chalitza. Ulafi daitan shal b'nei adam choshishin min ha-chalitza. V'kasha aleim asiyasa. V'lachin dochin osa zeh al zeh. V'gam dochin osa mechodesh l'chodesh. V'o lefamim ha'ach yirtzal yabim. V'yayivam arotze v'chalitza. V'cholu. There's so many issues that might come up. So when everybody has children, says the Ben Yehoyada, Urevanim lefanecha shalom al Yisrael. No problems. Number one. Number two, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Kivan Shebanim Lavanecha Shalom Al Dayani Yisrael. A different shot of the pasuk. Once there's children for everybody, there's shalom on the judges. Delo Asi Lintzuye. There's not going to be any fights. What do you mean? Because if somebody doesn't have children, then all the different other relatives start saying, I want the Yerusha. The uncle and the cousins and the this and the that. If he has children, it's clear the children are going to get the Yerusha. Okay. Getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Adaf Memtes, that children, banim, are yoresh, they get the ksubas banim dichrin. Remember the case where the father gives to his daughter, and he's worried if his daughter dies, it's going to go to the son-in-law and the other grandchildren. So it's a takana tanaksuba, so that goes to his own grandchildren. And that applies, and it's parallel to habanos yizonu. So says the Gemara, Yaz Rav Yosef kamed Rav Hamnuna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Hamnuna, which makes it sound like Rav Yosef was a student of Rav Hamnuna. Tosfos here discusses other Gemaras and says maybe there were two Rav Hamnunas. Anyway, Rav Yosef was in front of Rav Hamnuna. The Yosef Rav Hamnuna v'kamar, and he said, "Kishem she'ena banim yarshim elam in akarka." Just like banim only get Yerusha from karka. So two daughters only get mizonos from karka. Avashale kulei alma, the whole world started screaming at him. Deshavik ara, what does the first half of the statement mean? But boys only get Yerusha from karka. Deshavik ara hu deyarsi lebane, delo shavik ara lo yarsi lebane. Well, Yerusha is only by karka? It's totally not true. So Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, wait, v'dil m'ksubas banan dichrin kamar mar. Maybe you, Rav Hamnuna, maybe you're referring to ksubas banan dichrin, that Yerusha, meaning the takana of ksubas banan dichrin. Again, that the grandfather who gives property to his daughter to go into a marriage, and if his daughter will predecease his son-in-law, he, the grandfather, is guaranteed that all of this stuff is going to go to his own grandchildren, not to any new kids that his son-in-law has with another wife. So, is that what you're referring to? That only applies to karka? Right, again, he says v'dilma, because it's your Rebbe talking. You can't say you're wrong. You can't say you were, not clear. Is this what you meant? Amar Leis, he says, Mar de Gavra Rabahu Yada Mai Kamina. Yeah, you figured it out. You knew exactly what I meant. I obviously didn't mean real Yerusha, or whatever he was screaming about. Right? It was obvious. So you knew what I meant. Period. Amar Avchia Bar Yosef, Rav Zon Mechite Daliyah. So now, over the next Amud or so, we're going to, and the next Daf, going on to tomorrow's Daf, we're going to figure out what is allowed to be collected from Metaltalin. Karka is always, as we know, the stronger security. That's why it's called Nechasim Sheyesh Lahem Achrayis. Karka doesn't move. Karka ain't an exeles. And therefore, whenever there is any type of security that is required for a loan, for ksuba, for tnai ksuba, it's always karka. The question is it also metaltalin? Right? So that's all I have to talk about, the maskana on tomorrow's daf, but let's at least start it right now. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Rav Zon Mechiti Dalia. Rav was Zon, gave some type of sustenance from the wheat of Aliyah. So what does that mean? So he buy Lehu. We don't know exactly what happened. So we have two interpretations of what Rav did. Do we say Parnasa Have? Parnasa here means a Nedunya that the father gave to the daughter. Do we say that was the case? That a father died, a daughter was going to get married, and Rav took property, took wheat. Wheat is metaltalin. Rav took wheat, metaltalin, to give to a daughter, for a dowry. Is that what we're talking about? Parnasa have umay aliyah me'iluya da'av, and aliyah means from how high we would estimate the father would have wanted to give his daughter. That's me'iluya da'av, the highest estimation. Uke de Shmuel, de Amar Shmuel, le Farnasa Shamin Ba'av. Like Shmuel says, that for Farnasa, for giving a daughter a dowry to enter into a marriage, we estimate if she doesn't have a father. O Dilma, or no, the word Zon is Mizone Mamishave. We said Rav gave Mizonos to daughters from Metaltalin, meaning our issue. Umay Aliyah Midvarim Tovim Shenemru Ba'aliyah. And Aliyah means what was said in the attic. Tom Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Ba'aliyah. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the attic, Yiskinu Shibandos Dizonis Ben Metaltalin? Question mark. So what was Rav? Is Rav's story a raya against what we just said before? Meaning daughters could even get from Metaltalin, not just from Karka. So that's the Shiloh. So Tashma, Biyadi, Derbi Banoi, Achua, Derbi Chia Bar Abba, Havi Metaltalin de Yasmi. In his hands they were Metaltalin. Asilakame de Shmuel, Amarle, Zilzon. Shmuel says, go be Mazin. Sounds like Mizonos. My love, the Mizone, you could do Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef's fear lay, isn't that Mizonos? And it's like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, that Mizonos is even from Metaltalin. So Gemara says, lo. Hazan lefarnasa ave. No, zon could mean for parnasa purposes, meaning the nedunya. Ushmuel letaimei. Damer Shmuel lefarnasa shaman ba'av. But we're talking about Shmuel. So Shmuel himself says you could estimate what the father would want to give. Semicolon. Havi uvda benaharda v'don dini denarda. The story happened in Arda, and Arda gave metaltalin. Bepumpedisa v'agve Rav Chana Bar Bizna, and Rav Chana Bar Bizna also gave. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman got very upset. Zilu ahadru. Rav Nachman says, wait, go back. Be chozer the din. V'ilo, and if you're not chozer the din, magvina lechula padnaichu minaichu. I'm going to take your palaces, your mansions from you. I'm going to make you pay for it. Make the din go back. We'll get back to that lashon. Ravami of Ravasi sarva lemeza mi matatzli. They thought to do it. Amalu Rav Yaakov Bar Idi milsa de Rav Yochanan Bar Yishlakish lo avde beuvda. Something that we don't even know Rav Yochanan Bar Yishlakish did. Atun avdin beuvda. You're gonna do? Rabbi Elazar sarva lemeza mi matatzli. So he also was gonna do it. Amar lefana Rabbi Shimon ben El Yakim. Rebbe yodea ani b'chashem midas adin atose. I know you don't think this is the halacha, but you're just being going above and beyond. Elamidas Rachmanis. You're doing it because you have Rachmanis in this case. Elod, but there's a problem. Shema yiru ha-talmidim b'ikva alacha ledoros. People are going to see this and they're going to misinterpret the halacha. And therefore, even if you have Rachmanis, there is no misinterpreting or misrepresenting the halacha. Period. Right? We know this generally, halacha. Let's appreciate this line, and we'll finish for the day. Right? Let's appreciate this line. Maybe they're going to see this and be koveya the halacha. There is a personal idea called marasayin. Marasayin or even chshad, which means if I'm doing something wrong, either people are going to think badly of me, chshad, or marasayin, there might be misled to think, oh, I didn't know that's mutter. Right? That's marasayin. That's on an individual level. They'll think, oh, this place is kosher. They didn't know it was kosher. Oh, they think this is okay. But then there's a line like this. of Shemayiru Talmidim Yikva Alacha L'Doros. That's not Stam an individual Maris Ayin issue. That's what we might even call a Ziyuf HaTorah issue. It's Torah being misrepresented. Right, the most famous makor regarding this, what one has to know, is the Yamshel Shlomo in Bava Kamma. We have the Gemara, if you remember, where the Roman officers come to Am Yisrael to learn Torah, and they say, tell us, teach us Torah. And they teach them all of Torah for a few days. And they say, afterward, they say, everything is great, we appreciate Torah, it's really amazing. There's only one halacha that we are against. Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Goy Pater, Shor Shel Goy Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael Chayiv. So we don't appreciate and understand that halacha. Fine, that's the Gemara. Ask Tosfos Akasha. How could they teach them Torah? Right, if it's to teach Torah to non-Jews, Tosfos answers Pikuach Nefesh. They were forced. It's not one of the big three. Pikuach Nefesh. So then the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal on Tosfos, says, if it was Pikuach Nefesh, then why didn't they skip that halacha? Why didn't they lie? You know, that's a pretty dangerous halacha, right? Why didn't they say that? It's both Chayev or both Pater. So says the Yamshel Shlomo there, because that would have been a misrepresentation of Torah, a ziyuf haTorah, and misrepresenting Torah is Yehoreg Val Yavar also. Not teaching something, okay. You could say the truth and not the whole truth. But to say, they were learning every single halacha, they were going through every Rambam. Right, so then, they had to teach this halacha. So to misrepresent something that is yarav al yavar, that's a ziyaf haTorah. So maybe that's what's being, and Baba Kama, Taflam and Ches or so. So that's what the Gemara says here. That was the worry. Fine, you're acting properly and you're doing chesed. But Shema Yiru halacha, Talmid Vikvo halacha l'doros. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But tomorrow we'll start with the bottom one line Tosfos, where why he was Rav Nachman, was so upset that he said, you have to be chozerbo. What type of mistake was this? They have to be chozerbo. Right, we know there are two types of mistakes in halacha. Tov b'dvar Mishnah, Tov b'shikol Hadas. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. And then we'll get into other major Shas topics tomorrow. Kolomi Ligzos Kagazes Dami. And Takanas HaGaonim that comes up tomorrow. And other exciting inyanim. Okay, we'll stop.